So how did you know that this is the one thing which is like, you know, meant for you?
Because it's not something like a dream I had ki mujhe content company kholni aur mujhe social media karna. I mean, that wasn't why I was there. I was just a creative person. Usse pehle maine Tupperware bhi becha, maine saariyan bhi bechi. But nothing but content stuck with me. And that's when I did mine and said ki no, now I'm enjoying this work. Thanks to my mentor, of course. So this is also one of the things I always suggest to younger children or younger businesses and people who are, you know, still trying to figure it out. Have a mentor in place. So because of my mentor, the kind of work we have done, companies take 15 years to do it and we finished it in 5 years.
So how did you nurture, you know, maybe back in school or back in college, your content writing skills? Was it like reading English movies, or you also did masters in English literature? So how did you know that this is the one thing which is like, you know, meant for you?
I think, ye pata nahi hota, but so like we were discussing before we started the interview, I think when I started, I was just reading.
You were just trying.
No. So literature or English or thing was never. See, one, because you're in the forge, your communication, your English skills are fundamentally better than, you know, okay, let's just say, not say better. Let's just say, I'll rephrase that. That you pick up and you become smoother at your language and communication faster because the opportunity is such. Like if you are like 100 people in a place, tum forge mein ho, so there is only one common language, whether it's English or it's Hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick up either of them and that's what you speak. So that's how your language gets better because mm-hmm. you're not speaking in Punjabi ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because aapke saath mein jo, somebody's from Maharashtra, somebody's from Tamil Nadu, somebody's from Kerala, somebody's from, you know, Gujarat.
Mm-hmm.
So English or Hindi. Mm-hmm. And it is because it's a forge, because we still have that Britisher thing on us. So it was always English for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that one part got sorted. Okay.
Yeah.
The second is, I was reading books only out of boredom. कि मेरा कोई दोस्त नहीं है, कोई मेरे साथ खेलेगा नहीं, और मैं बाहर जाऊंगी तो मैं मोटी हूँ तो मैं गिर जाऊंगी, बॉल को पकड़ते पकड़ते मेरे साथ मजाक उड़ाएंगे, तो वो करना ही नहीं है, तो घर बैठो और किताब पढ़ो. तो कुछ तो बच्चे ने करना है ना, यू विल एंड अप डूइंग समथिंग राइट. सो दैट्स हाउ सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ द बुक्स हैपेंड. बट आई वॉज ऑलवेज एन इकोनॉमिक स्टूडेंट, सो माई ग्रेजुएशन सब्जेक्ट्स में आई डोंट हैव इंग्लिश एनीवेयर एट ऑल. So I was like, nay, and my friends were like, economics karte. I had pol science, economics and public administration. So I said, chalo, we'll do something on this.
Hmm.
Then when this happened, until 12th, I was a physics, chemistry, maths person.
Okay.
So then phir, I still remember, mom ne bole, tum itna padhai puri karke kya karo, tum BA karo, chup chap apna life sir, enjoy karo. My mom jai chilla, tum thoda life enjoy karo, aap se BA kar lo. So jab humne BA kar li, phir jab masters ki bari aayi, all my friends went into economics.
Hmm.
To my core group tha, because wo hi mara subject tha.
Hmm.
And suddenly I remember I'm with my friend and we are at the university and we are paying the fees for the economics department. And I was like, yeah, mera na Delhi kara, main bahut dukhi hui thi mean median mode karke. The calling bhi nahi aa rahi mujhe. And she says, ki tujh kya karna? Main kar English mein jaake karti hu, let me just see the English department. I was so random, I can't tell you. So I think the point I'm just trying to make is that none of us really know which way we are going to go. Uske baad se, then I picked up a job. I got married. Then I picked up a job with Maxim Apply. Then again, something else happened. Fir hum Bombay shift ho gaye. Fir wahan pe kuch advertising PR mein kar liya. So, mujhe pata hi nahi tha mujhe kya karna. And then content writing, like I literally just told you, fell into my lap. But I think sometimes now when I put the pieces together and I say, achha, this is the reason this all happened. Because see, after 5 years of starting Content Factory, my basic aim, like I told you, to become an entrepreneur was that I wanted to earn money. Hai na, chahe mujhe koi naukri de do, chahe aap mere ko entrepreneurship kara lo. Fir kisi ne usme se bhi mere ko ek random si cheez utha ke content writing kar do. To humne content writing kar li, right? After 5 years, when you've made your basics, matlab aapko apna wo kharche ka stress nahi hai ki bachon ki fees kahan se aayegi, agla meal kahan se aayega, gaadi mein tel kahan se bharega. Fir jab once all that is taken care of, that's the time I realized that why am I still running and doing this? Because it's not something like a dream I had ki mujhe content company kholni aur mujhe social media karna. I mean, that wasn't why I was there. I was just a creative person. Usse pehle maine Tupperware bhi becha, maine saariyan bhi bechi. Sarojini never se suits bhi khareed ke yahan laake main aur mama milke bechte the. But nothing but content stuck with me. So then after 5 years, I think it's important that every entrepreneur do some kind of introspection. And that's when I did mine and said, ki, no, now I'm enjoying this work. For me, it was, yeah. I said, like, pehle to it was that, आप ना यू आर ऑन दैट स्पिनर्स
पैसे कमाने
पैसे कमाने पैसे कमाने पैसे कमाने उसके बाद एट सम स्टेज तो यू विल ट्राई एंड फिगर आउट आई मीन बेसिक्स आर नाउ टेकन केयर ऑफ दैट यू नो दैट स्पिनिंग साइकिल इज नॉट दैट फास्ट सो नाउ यू आर मूविंग अ लिटिल मोर स्लोली एंड यू ट्राइंग टू फिगर थिंग्स आउट एंड दैट्स व्हेन आई रियलाइज कि अब भी मेरे को उसमें मजा आ रहा है Now this is exactly what I really want to do. So again, I'm saying it's all probably destined, but I just say that I just got lucky. I work hard, of course, you don't doubt about that. But as far as I was, कोई और भी तो कोई काम दे सकता था मुझे. Because you told me, तुम coding कर लो, तुम कुछ और कर लो. मतलब it could have been anything. But I am so glad that this happened. So yeah, I'm just plain lucky, I guess.
No, you were not lucky. You were so hardworking.
I was focused. एंड फोकस वॉज पैसा कमाना फोकस इज नॉट कि मुझे कोई ब्रांड बिल्ड करना है या मुझे कॉन्टेंट फैक्ट्री चलानी फोकस इज जस्ट दैट एनीथिंग दैट विल पे मी मनी राइट नाउ मतलब कुछ भी करा लो मेरे से पैसे दे दो उस चीज की मेरे को मैं ब्लॉग लिख रही हूँ यू नो लाइक इनिशियली तो इट वॉज अ वेरी सस्ता अरेंजमेंट आई मीन सम आई स्टिल रिमेम्बर समरी सिंह वी विल पे यू 10 पैसा पर वर्ड
या पर वर्ड
मतलब कितना पैसा बनता होगा उसमें से But once it started, the role, I think it took time. And then, of course, again, we were lucky because mujhe Chandigarh mein kaam hi nahi karna tha. So I think we picked up a lot of clients from the US, all word of mouth. All word of mouth. Wo ek ka kaam kiya, phir dusra aa gaya, phir teesra. And thanks to my mentor, of course. But it just kind of went on a roll. And that's how we just got lucky also because normal companies, so this is also one of the things I always suggest to younger children or younger businesses and people who are You know, still trying to figure it out, have a mentor in place. So because of my mentor, the kind of work we have done, companies take 15 years to do it and we finished it in 5 years.